On the phone, we have from the Better Business Bureau of the Toledo area, Dick Epstein. And good morning, Dick. How are you?
Well, good morning. Glad to be joining you this early morning.
Well, thank you for getting up this early. Appreciate that. And yeah. Appreciate the work that you do, because there's always seems to be somebody out there trying to scam us or rip us off, and often taking advantage of certain situations. And we are seeing that with the coronavirus pandemic, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Well, you know, there's so many ways the scammers can cheat people. The biggest thing that we're warning everybody about is phone calls, especially the seniors who get phone calls and they're told that you're going to get your $1,200 stimulus check. It's coming. But before you do that, we have to verify your checking account number. We have to verify your Social Security number. Sometimes there's an application fee they want to get out of you. All of this is nonsense. I mean, the federal government is going to be sending this money directly to your checking account based on the information you gave them when you filed your federal taxes. So they will all automatically be sending the money. Nobody's going to call you. Nobody's going to ask you for anything. And for heaven's sakes, don't answer any questions from these phone calls. We know that these people are going to tell you that we've already had calls where people said, we're calling from Medicare or we're calling from Social Security, and you must be tested first for the coronavirus before we can give you your Medicare or your Social Security. And the charge for that test is $75 or $250. Crazy stuff like that. But a lot of seniors especially are, of course, they don't know. I mean, the phone call seems very official. The person on the phone claims he's from the CDC or claims he's from Medicare. And it's all just a big lie. But unfortunately, a lot of seniors respect authority. They get all wound up in this. And before you know it, they've given out a credit card number, or they've given out a checking account number, and you can have your identity stolen. There's a lot of things that these criminals can do. I put out an alert just recently on an amazing variation on the Grandma scam. I don't know if you saw that one, Jeff, but the Grandma scam, of course, I'm sure we've talked about that before. That's where the grandparent gets a phone call and they say, Grandma, this is your grandchild, Jason, and I'm in Peru on a vacation, and I had an auto accident, and I'm in the hospital, and Grandma, I'm counting on you to send me money, and don't tell Mom and Dad. That's the classic scam phone call. Well, now what these criminals are doing is they're calling you up and saying, Grandma, I'm in the hospital with coronavirus. I'm here in Dominican Republic, or I'm here in Mexico City or someplace, or I'm stranded. The flights are all canceled. I'm on here on vacation and now I can't get home. Grandpa, I'm counting on you to send me some money and don't tell Mom and Dad. And this is just another way the con artists are trying to cheat seniors out of money.
And how do they find the phone numbers, and how do they get this information where they can try and trick them?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because what the con artists do, see, seniors don't understand this. The con artists can go on Facebook, Twitter, or various social media and find the websites of the grandkids, not the seniors, but the grandkids. And grandchildren put everything on the website.
Yeah.
So when you get the phone call from your grandchild who's in the hospital in Haiti with the virus, he says, Grandma, I know I can count on you because we had that wonderful party at your home last year, and my brother Billy was there and my sister Susie was there, and we played with your dog. And they know all about the family because they got it off the website of the kids. So the senior gets this call and is absolutely convinced that it really is their grandchild. I talked to a fellow here in Toledo who got one of these calls four different times. They called him four times. He went to the bank and took money out and sent it to his grandchild. I think this was in Peru. And the tellers at the bank were warning him, sir, it's a scam. Don't do it. And he said, oh, no, I know it's my grandson. And the final deal was he lost about $14,000 that he sent to what he thought was his grandchild. And, of course, now the banks are only partially functioning, but it's still the same rule. Don't believe phone calls for really of any kind, whether it's about the stimulus money or whether it's about your grandchild, you must stop and verify. This is what we tell everybody. Don't immediately give out any information. If they say, all we need is your Social Security number to deposit that money, stop. The government will never ask you for that. If they say, all we need is this, all we need is that, don't tell them anything. Say, look, what's your phone number and what's your name? I will check this out and call you back. And usually they'll just hang up on you because they know they haven't somebody who would be gullible enough to fall for their scam. If it's your grandchild and he or she's in trouble in the hospital or in the airport, can't get out, what you do is you say, look, Jason, what's your middle name, Jason? What's your street address of your family, Jason? Ask him a few questions. And once again, they'll just hang up because they know that you're too smart for them and that you've caught them on the lie. Or if you don't want to do that, you say, okay, Jason, what's your phone number, and I will call you back. I'm going to check this out first, and then call the family and say, is Jason really in Haiti? And the family will say, what are you talking about? He's sitting here at the breakfast table right now with us. And you will have saved yourself a lot of grief and embarrassment and, of course, a lot of money.
And you brought up something important. Anything that the government is doing, the stimulus checks, SBA grants, they don't call and ask you for that information. You correct? Unless you've already applied, maybe.
Right, exactly.
Especially for SBA.
There's going to be, if you don't have your phone numbers or your checking account numbers listed with your 2019 or 2018 taxes, there's going to be a system set up, I think it's already set up, for folks to claim either electronically or by paper check. Now, it's always much better to get your stimulus check electronically through the regular government procedure, but don't answer any phone call questions, but there's another system you file. And if that doesn't work, then they'll mail you a check, but that's going to take a lot longer. That could take months. So the paper check is the last resort.
But that's coming to you automatically.
Yes, it's coming automatically. You don't file for anything. You don't complete any forms, and you, for heaven's sakes, you don't pay any fees. You know, one of the big scams that BBB always warns about is the social media statements that somebody, you get a message from a friend on social media on Facebook or something that says there's a government grant program and it comes from a friend of yours and your friend says this really works and I got $10,000 from this government grant and call this guy and he can, for only $400, you can get this grant. These kinds of messages you get from social media or phone calls, consumers just have got to be on the lookout for them and alert all the time. Don't be fooled by something sounding official. Most importantly, stop. Don't do anything in a hurry. Before you get any action to do anything, say, wait a minute, I'm not going to give you anything right now. I don't know who you are. I'm going to take your name and phone number and call you back, and then verify before you believe and send any money to anybody or give any personal information to anybody.
And something that any of us might get, asking for assistance, this is one you just got recently, I guess, to help the victims in New York City.
Well, yes, there are phony charities. You know, this is something that we always see after every big disaster. The worst of it was after 9/11, but we saw it after Katrina and really any the fires in Australia. We see these charities that come out of nowhere and they send you emails. You get pop-ups on your computer and it says, help the victims of this coronavirus in New York City. Click here to donate. You don't know who those charities are. In the case of 9/11, we logged over 200 phony charities that just came out of nowhere, raised money, took in money, and a year later, Better Business Bureau went back and tried to find these charities. They were all gone. They had all disappeared. Who knows how much money was donated? The same is going to be true with this. We're going to see phony charities. We've already seen one. We saw a charity that called itself the Global Giving Coronavirus Relief Fund, and this is an email people receive. It says, we're helping the people in New York, and it says, don't ignore this message. You know, it's very urgent. Well, there is a charity called Global Giving, but these guys that you get the email from, they ask for payment in Bitcoin. Now, the real Global Giving charity does not ask for payments in Bitcoin, and this typically tells us that the charity solicitation comes from a foreign country. Typically, it'll come from India or Malaysia or South America, it's very rare that an American charity would ever ask for payment in Bitcoin. So this is just another way people can try to steal your money. And if you want to donate, you know who the legitimate charities are. You know the Red Cross. You know the Salvation Army. You know so many wonderful charities out there. That's who you want to give to, not to some clickbait pop-up that comes on your computer. You can't trust those things. You cannot trust the go-to meeting messages that come to you. You've got to give to legitimate charities that really are going to help people.
We're talking with Dick Epstein from the Business Bureau of the Toledo area. Dick, do you have resources that people can go find on your website to what's going on right now and some tips to be careful?
Well, yes, we have a great deal of information on this. If you go to BBB.org, Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, you'll get all kinds of information. Just look up BBB.org/coronavirus, and you'll get all kinds of information on all of these different topics. Or you can call the Better Business Bureau. Now, our regular phone line that we use for the public doesn't work anymore because we're all working from home, but you can call 419-578-6000 during normal business hours. We're there. We're answering the phones, but we're doing it remotely. And you can also go to our website, BBB.org, and click on live chat and talk to us that way. So we're there, but we're also busy. So a lot of times we'll ask you to leave a message and then we'll call you back. But we'll get back to you.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Dick. And thanks for giving us all these warnings and providing these resources.
Thank you all for helping spread the word and keep people from getting cheated.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time and the information. Dick Epstein from the Better Business Bureau of the Toledo area. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you.